larger region here, which we have to pull from. And to the points around, you know, benefits and everything else, the information that Ron actually pulled includes all of that. And we are still, even with the healthcare and longevity and everything else, we are still substantially less than every other surrounding entity. We don't need to do any more research. We've been researching this for years, and we have this data, and Ron has shared this data with us. So I have no real interest in us making any changes here other than the administrative changes that happen, plus, you know, the raise that we can afford. Like, Chief Welch's numbers have been accurate for many years, and if he says we can put 3, 3, and 3 today with all the other costs that we currently have associated with them, I'm inclined to go with that. That has been good. The fact that we barely had any money this last year for overall funding was not the fault of budgeting from our fire department or the fire contract. It was that the previous fiscal officer fleeced this operation and misappropriated and misspent funds. We cannot compound those two issues together, conflate those two issues. We really have to look at what we know. We know Chief Welch and our fire union have been looking at this and working on this, and I would be very fine moving forward with the administrative changes right now and putting on for a vote of a Thursday's meeting where we pass with the 3, 3, and 3 as proposed.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
I'd like to commend Trustee Alex for exactly what he said, because he took a lot of words right from my notes that I have here. I've been here as a trustee where we, and Ron can contest to this, where every pay period, $100,000 or so was going out of the general fund to fund it. I've been through some very hard times in the township. And for us to do anything different to our HRA, I'm opposed to. The 333 across the board, I think that's more than fair, to say the least. And the most important thing here that we have to keep in mind, it's a board decision. There's three votes that are going to make a decision here. And as Ari has mentioned, that we have beat the facts to death, and it's not going to change. The facts are what they are. The sun rises, the sun sets. You can count on it every day. The only thing that I would like to do, Trustee Alex, is I would love to have some conversation on what we would do to be able to allow the people to use their comp time when we get to a situation right now with the manpower the way it is. I understand that. Because I honestly think that if the comp time was not used as a piggy bank in what I'm seeing, I don't know if that's an actual way to say it, but I honestly think the budget would be stronger and we would actually be able to offer a better than a 333. It's the not knowing at the end of the amount that we pay out. You have some people that are members that may not have that much comp time, but yet they're not going to benefit by us wanting to go 555 because of the way the budget is and what we pay out with that. And then again, with the comp time, the comp time and then the longevity, those are just the two I'd like to have discussions and see what, with Ron and the members, what they can come back with and say, hey, can we tweak this some? And like I said, I'm good with the 333 across the board, and I thank you for your time, Chairman.
Thank you, John. Well, looking at all the facts and everything that we've put together here, I do agree with Mary Reinhart on tweaking the contract some, or things that are in the contract, which I have, frankly, not the greatest of knowledge on, but I've been working on it. And there is things that needs to be worked out, which, as Chief Welch says there, and, well, he and head this to the lawyer. They both have gone over this thing a million times, and they know what they need and what they don't. So from that standpoint, I just don't know whether the workload we have, the corrections that need to be made, if we could do some things. What I'm really interested in is getting this thing to the point of priority is getting them as much paycheck. Much of the paycheck as we can. That's my top priority. Now, where I've seen and looked, and I've looked at it for 4+ years, and where I've seen the problems, I would have to almost 100% agree with John Fleshman here. The comp time, I think, is really killing us. We need to take some looks at that. I think even though it looks to be maybe from a business standpoint, national business standpoint, and getting into that a little bit, your folks, we have to take into consideration the conditions, the business conditions, and the conditions of the country right now. We still have hundreds of thousands of folks on layoff. And I agree that to lose good firefighters or to be good anybody is going to be a real bad stamp on us going forward, or any municipality or anything going forward. But I'll just tell you, I think we're about from a standpoint of good available firefighters and this, that, and the other, I just can't see big municipalities and everything really putting on that much more safety personality or person now and so forth for the next couple of 3 years. I just can't see it. I just don't think the economy is going to stand it. And I haven't been wrong yet. And I mean, there's just the layoff status is just tremendously heavy. And my guess would be, we'll see if it plays out. I hope it plays out this way, but if we are able to get a grant or something like that to try to bring our staff back up again, I think we'll probably start getting down to 7 or 8 firefighter level, and we may have a little trouble getting those good qualified guys at that time, frankly. So it's more than just us managing. We have to manage the conditions of business and everything right now, and it's sure not looking all that strong. And so I just kind of wanted to do that, but I would really like to take a strong look at this comp time thing here and see what we can do there to make this budget really a viable budget. I don't want to have owing somebody $100 and you can't come up with $100 to pay them. My suggestion would be on our new folks that we're hiring or anything, I think longevity shouldn't even be considered for 5 years. I think if a guy can't stay with his job for 5 years, then he needs to move on anyway. And then he can start paying him. I think it's too quick and this, that, and the other. And a few of those things. And Mary is right. The health insurance and everything, it's packed in there real heavy. And, of course, I understand where Mr. Delosier's coming from and this, that, and the other. Now, we're tied in for a year now with weather health insurance, and maybe, I don't know, maybe we should take a look midway in the contract and say, hey, how are we looking on this? And put a little clause in there to some extent of we'll take a look at it, and if we need to adjust something, maybe we can take a look at that or something to that effect. But I think there needs to be some discussion done where it's really sucking up the money. And there's no question about it. Comp time and longevity is my big thing. And And John, I think that's an extreme end. That's been on my mind for 4+ years anyway. There's something got to be, we've got to make some sort of adjustments there, in my opinion. So that's pretty much where I'm at, and I think we got a real fair understanding of what everybody wants. Now, Ron, on that longevity, and Jim, you guys, can we do some discussion on that? Is there room for discussion on some of those things?
I can speak for a second. As far as the Chiefs, the maintaining certifications to be in terms of your employment, I think we can sit down and figure that one out. I'm not super twisted. I'm not super upset about having it in the contract. We can add an article basically deals with the terms and conditions of employment. That is a bargaining unit issue. The other thing, I think everybody's sort of not understanding comp time.
Yeah. I sure don't know it as much as I should know it.
These large comp time banks are happening because people are working overtime and not being paid for it immediately. So I can't get comp time any other way other than what the federal government says you have to give me based on the 53-hour work week schedule. So that's where the initial 78 hours come from. And then every other time that an employee works overtime, they have the option to put it into their comp time bank and save it. It actually saves the township money by me saving it in my bank. If I take it in the paycheck that it's earned in, so if I work overtime on a Monday and I cash it out when we get paid on Friday, and it's in that same pay period, the township has to pay pension on it. So the township is going to add an additional 24.5%.
Gotcha.
To that comp time amount and pay it to the pension board.
Okay.
If I put it in my comp time bank, the township doesn't have to pay that pension. So it saves them 24.5%.
Okay.
Now it saves me as an employee 12.5% as well because I don't pay pension on it.
Right.
But it is the comp time that is earned is hours worked. It's not a free bank. It's not a bonus bank. I worked overtime.
Okay.
So you want to be compensated for my overtime.
Yeah. Do you understand that, Mr. Flaxman?
Absolutely. But Ron, what I was alluding to is, and I thank you guys for working the overtime, especially right now, because let's face it, if you guys said no, there would be pieces of equipment out of service. So maybe I didn't clarify myself very well. What I was looking at is a lot of times the way that the comp time is set up is that you can take a day and a half for every 8 hours. Is that correct?
No, I get time and a half because it's an overtime rate.
Yeah, so basically what I'm saying is the amount that we cash in versus if you use it to take time off, as from my understanding is, comp time is one of those things that is designed that a lot of places only have either use it or lose it. You basically with us, the amount that you can cash in. So it benefits both of us, meaning that where if you get time off, especially if the other guys already have other jobs that they do, but that's immaterial here. What I would like to see is basically the amount that you can cash in. If we can't do that, then we have to just turn it to regular overtime. There's got to be a good balance because it does benefit the township, you're correct, but it also benefits the person working the overtime and the amount of taxes that come out when you work overtime. So it behooves someone not to want to take it as comp time it behooves the township to not want to have to pay that 24% to their pension, if that's the correct number. I can't remember what you said. So where it does seem to hurt our budget is where it's cashed in. Now, one can argue, well, if I'm working overtime, then it was already out of the budget right then and there. Well, that gives us a more clear understanding of exactly where our budget is as we get towards the end of the year. Yes, it does help if we didn't wait to the end and everybody didn't cash it out. But what I am, how, let's do this. How much comp time are you, per contract, do you allow to occur, carry over, and cash in?
You're not allowed to carry any past the first pay in December. It has to be cashed out the first pay in December.
Okay. Okay. So 100% of it, correct?
Correct.
So what I'm getting at is we need a policy or an agreement that, let's say you have 100 hours of comp time, only a certain amount of that's going to be able to be cashed in. The other would be you would use with your time off. Meaning
I'm not sure we can.
Am I wrong on most places that is how a lot of it comes to be? I mean, I think Columbus and some other places, I thought they did that, where there's a certain amount that your comp time that you have to use and a certain amount that you can cash in.
John, my knowledge, everybody. Go ahead.
John, this is Chief Welch. We're dealing with an FLSA issue, and there's federal laws regarding about how to use and when to use comp time. I think that would be worth consulting our legal one.
Okay. That sounds like a good plan to me.
But I was just, Ron, you see where I'm trying to come up with?
I do.
It's not that
I do, and I echo.
Don't get me wrong. It's just an accounting. It would be not. It helps the township. If you've earned that extra time off, you're still going to get paid whether you're there or not. It doesn't hurt the budget of the township. And that's where I'm saying is, if we did more of the, you used a certain amount of time that you earned off, and it doesn't cost the township any more to help cover for that person that is off when we have the correct amount of manpower, then our budgets are in better shape to be able to say, hey, let's get 444 across the board or 555 across the board.
Makes sense.
I know there are places, I know, like, I echo what the chief said, like, it's an overtime federal law that we get time and a half, and we have to be compensated for it. You can't make us take time, it has to be time off. But there are, and the chief probably don't want to hear this, but there are places that say, if you take it as time off, we'll give you 2 for 1. If you take it as pay, we'll give you 1.5.
Yeah.
So there's ways around it, but we can't force people to take it as time off unless they say, I'm going to, you know, if we go in and say, I want to, you know, make this type of article and we can enact it, you know, and make it as a 2 for 1. If you put it in a separate bank, it has to be used as time off or you're going to lose it.
So this is all I'm asking. This is good thinking, and this is some good stuff of going forward, that we'd have another option for people, that it helps our budget more, and it helps your budget more with us, because you can understand where we're at, because realistically, well, you know exactly where I'm at with this, and I'm just trying to see what can we do. I believe in the comp time. I don't want to do away with comp time, any of that. I'm just saying we need to have discussions just like what you mentioned, where some people say if you put it in this bank, then you're using it for time off, and then you would have 2 for 1 or whatever we would agree to. But see, that's what comes out of this, and this is what I believe in having this discussion. Helps in the budget.
Yeah,
it's comp time is an FLSA thing, and that's something that is a completely, when you start changing that around, it gets really technical and hairy. So you'll want to definitely, you want legal involvement with that, because I am not an FSLA master.
Yeah.
longevity checks until they've been at the firehouse for more than 5 years anyway. So, okay. I'm sorry, I forgot with the comp time as well. Probably 7-8 years ago, Mr. Fleshman, you were on the board. We had some problems. We were cashing out comp time 2 or 3 times a year. Typically when we got our draws, we said, hey, anybody wants to cash out time, you can cash out time now. We got draws and it made it better. One of the other trustees, I will not bring up his name, said they didn't believe in it. They didn't like it. They wanted us to wait until the end of the year. When the rules said we had to wait till the end of the year, and that's what they wanted, and they were hardcore about it. So we ended up waiting till the end of the year, and now we're having these big cash out banks. We wouldn't have these large accumulations of cash out banks. People use it as a piggy bank if we made a fair wage.
That's what I've been saying since I've been here. I about blew my stack when I saw those thousands up on top. I think it's $380,000 or something like that that we paid out in December, and then we turned right around and we got a $90-some thousand fire truck payment in January. Now, how in the world can a small business like that go back-to-back through the holidays and spend $500,000 unexpectedly? It is what it is. Now, I think we do. That was the last thing I wanted to finish up on, too. There was taking a look at the comp time pay and things like that. And I think you and I even briefly discussed this, Ron, was maybe trying to split that pay up maybe for a couple pay periods a year or something like that.
I think that'll make it a lot more palatable to everybody. Because, like I said, changing the FLSA thing is a sticky situation. And then, but if we can spread it out over the course of the year, say, hey, you know, when we get our draws in the spring and the fall and the end of the year, like these are the times to cash time out if you want to cash out time. Before there was always a worry that, you know, what do we do if somebody leaves and they sever employment and they've cashed out all their time and they owe the township some money back? You just take it out of their last paycheck. You know, they can't, we don't have enough earned time that we can cash out prior to us leaving that would be more than a paycheck. So,
Could be written into the contract as well, Ron. I would be totally.
Absolutely, yeah.
On the road, that would definitely save some disagreement down the road. I got this and you don't, and blah, blah, blah. So, money things are the things that need locked up in the contract. Now, that's for sure.
You're right.
Okay, this. Ralph,
I...
And then as far as the longevity issue, there's every fire department out there has a retention bonus in the Central Ohio area. The scale is different for just about everybody. We're comparable. Nobody gets it until they have 5 years of service. And it's a way to keep those employees past that 5 years.
That sounds good.
And then, Mr. Chairman, I want to have a conversation with Ron, please, just a few minutes.
Go ahead, Ralph. Mary had something to say there, too. Go ahead, John.
So, you know, that does make a lot of sense from what you said as far as, especially what you said, it's obvious they wouldn't need it as a piggy bank if they were making a fair wage in comparison to what's around us. And with that, I'd like to note that I don't believe in giving you a penny and then taking 5 cents. And what I mean by that is I don't believe that us cutting back and fear that something like the coronavirus or the coop or something else will make the bank, a township go bank because of HRA. The one thing that I firmly believe in, that we should give our employees, not just the fire department, but our employees, the one thing that we can give is a great insurance package. Now, as you know, Ron, there's so many different things going on with the fire department, firefighters alike, with different cancers that come on afterwards. The last thing that we need to do is that the families be worried on, if I get sick, then I'm going to have to pay this much more out of our pay to be able, because there's a limit on how much. So with that, as a board member, I'm fine with the 333 across the board, and I'm fine with keeping the HRA, the insurance where it's at. It's worked great, and we've been very great to be able to offer that. And we've covered a lot of the areas of my two questions when I first came on, as the comp time and then also the longevity pay. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I thank you for your time.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. What, Mary, did you have something you wanted to add? We're just about ready to close.
Yes,
here.
I have three things quickly. The issue with there's an issue with longevity that we're having, and I meant to bring that up and I forgot it. We have a 4 cent per hour, and there's a problem with that is we can't verify attendance or anything, or even we aren't even picking up break in service when we're doing that. No, I mean, we don't have records back to 2002 or 1998. And so this is a nightmare for auditing purposes. I would prefer, if we can, look at a step increase that would be like, you know, $500 for 5 years or whatever it is, but some kind of just a step increase, a known amount versus a 4 cent per hour. I'm pretty sure that that's something that we will have a citation on. Second one is sick leave, converting sick leave to comp time. So that makes sick leave an automatic switch to comp time, which increases the comp bank. And I have a concern of why we have that clause. So converting sick leave to comp bank. And then the other one was Garcia time for 40-hour employees. That's not what the statute or the case that was done with Garcia is not supposed to be for 40-hour employees, so I think we need to get that out of the contract.
Okay. Okay. Have you got notes made of those, Mary?
I do. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Is there anything further we want to add?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I think Ms. Reinhardt had a great idea there. Basically repackaging from what we're calling longevity to she explained it. I think that would make a lot of more sense to some of the residents, and a lot of times we get the negativity on that.
Yep, I think it was important to be honest with you. Now, I've been involved, you know, with unions and union negotiations and so on and so forth, which I think most of you know, but it's all been related to the Teamsters Union and everything. And really, these municipal contracts are something that I haven't dealt with prior to this, and it makes it really difficult to, you know, the department heads and this one, that one, and then leaving the employees sit and just boom, they know what you're talking about. And I don't know what they're talking about. I got to ask them. So, and I will say this, that all the department heads, Ron, and anyone that I've asked anything has given me an honest and fair answer. And for that, I really thank you, fellas. And I think we're on the way here. It's been a lot of stress and everything trying to get the financial aspect of the township straightened out. And it appears to me we're right on the verge of getting that done. I want to thank, you know, Mary and Rob, and they, I mean, especially, they've killed themselves to got to get this done. So it's been a heavy bag. So I'll try to hold my temper down as much as I can, and I do appreciate everybody that has done that, because it's very tiresome and very worrisome. And if you got a situation where, you know, possibly your life is on the line when you go out to work on a fire or go out, put a gun on, go out or that type of thing, and then you got to worry about you come in and get everybody, you know, grouching and groaning at each other, it sure puts a big stress on everybody else. And I'll tell you, it wore on me a lot, too. And I'd like to see everyone try to come in unity a little bit. You know, just like I've heard different leaders say that, you know, we need to bring things together. Well, believe it or not, as bad as we've had some grumping and groaning there, there's no way we can compare with some of them jerks the way they tore this country apart. So, but to keep everything in unity, I appreciate it. It's really nice to have good, competent people that and honest people to work with. So for that, I thank everyone as well. I've been planning on saying that a little earlier in the year, but we had a lot going on. So thanks for everybody. And if anyone ever has, I'd like to get together again here real soon. And some of these things we need to, you know, do a little work on trying to bring them together and everything to try to get them done as soon as we can. I hate to see us not have something ready when it's supposed to. And we're supposed to have this thing ready, I guess, by the end of February, but probably that won't happen. But just one thing for your information, Ron, we were talking about on time getting those done, and I don't think this was delivered to us until June of last year, or the last, you know, the last contract time. So I don't feel too bad. Look like we'll have it done by mid-March at least, so I'm happy about that at least.
One more thing, Ralph. I just wanted to respond to the thing about people cashing out like their holiday time and then they quit and we can cover it in the last paycheck. That doesn't always work.
Right.
We had one or two situations last year where the person only worked a couple of days and then just up and quit, and so he had cashed out. You know, he could have cashed out his time and owed us money. So it's hard to recover, and you shouldn't really, it could be an issue with paying before they worked idea, which we talked about with trustees, but it's like getting paid for work or holidays that haven't happened. I really think we need to look at cashing out those holidays only when they occur in that, you know, in that time period versus waiting until, I mean, like getting all of it at once is all
to
I'm
be
saying.
Mary, I don't know. I think the lawful way is you have to do that. I'm not 100% sure, but
we don't.
I've had that con.
We don't cash out any holidays past the time since we passed them.
No way. Okay.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, we're not. We don't cash out holidays until it's gone past.
Okay, that's great to know, because that's not the case, I don't think, across the board. So I appreciate that. Thank you, Ron.
Yeah, that's the case for the fire department.
Okay, thank you.
I know.
All right. Mary, if you run into any situations like that, just make yourself a note of it. Ron or Mr. Welch or whoever, they'll be more than happy to work with you on it, okay?
Well, I just thought that was the case with this one, too. So as long as it's not, that's fine. It doesn't really say that in the place where I was reading it. I think it goes page 30-something, 37 or 40-something. Anyway, okay. But Ron's clarified it.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Well, we're adjourned.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Have a good evening.